We're here at the Pioneer Livestock Nutrition Center, and with me is Kyle Whitaker, who's Pioneer Marketing Manager for Forage Additives. We made an announcement this morning about a new product, and it's a 11GFT inoculant Pioneer brand. And tell us what that is, Kyle.
You bet. Yeah, we're very excited. It's actually the second product that we've released in our fiber technology platform. And really, in essence, what it is it's going to give growers an opportunity for those that are chopping either grasses for silage or any cereal crops for silage, a new avenue to really increase the fiber digestibility and overall digestibility of the silage they're feeding.
And as you said, this is the second. The first was last year, that's the 11CFT, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Last year we introduced CFT, standing for corn fiber technology. So that one was really a product targeted at corn silage. And again, some of the similar benefits that we see with this product as well. We pride ourselves on really trying to develop crop-specific inoculants. And so this one moves us from now corn silage to an additional offering in grasses and cereals.
Well, you talk about it in terms of a triple stack. Tell me about that.
Yeah, really what we're seeing with this product is three key benefits. Number one, it gives good basic fermentation so that we do see a good ensiling of that crop that's chopped. And then secondly, we see aerobic stability. So we want to see, as that silage bunker is open and we start feeding, we want to see good stability of that silage. We don't want to see any additional heating that might take place. We see that with the L. buchneri strain that we have in the product. And then lastly, and the key component here, is fiber digestibility. So what we're seeing is really an enhancement in the overall feed value by using this product.
What are your primary markets for this? Where is this going to be used best?
Yeah, we're going to really see this used on sorghum Sudan grass, on forage sorghums, but also on cereal silages as well. So we'll see it on any grower that might be using rye, wheat, barley, triticale, oats, any of those other cereal crops, and really see good opportunity with it in silage markets really across the U.S. where any of those products are grown and chopped for silage.
So primary geography, Northeast then? And
I'd say probably the Northeast and the Far West will probably be some kind of key target areas for the product.
All right, very good. Anything else you'd like to add, Kyle?
No, we're just very excited about the product. It's the second that we have again, and that key focus for us again is on fiber digestibility. So
very good. Thank you very much. That's Kyle Whitaker, Pioneer Marketing Manager for Forage Additives. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.